101.1 to Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B in the home of the Russ Poirot Morning Show. Miss Ebony J, the host that does the most in the building. I got five talented, handsome R&B singers in the building with me. Bet you can't guess who they are. I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. They used to be on Making the Band 4. You guessed it right. Day 26. What up, fellas?
Hey, Miss Ebony J. You
it's day 26 in the building.
Okay, then. How y'all doing?
What up? Last man, got the good.
Good.
Where y'all at? Oh, is it all of y'all?
Well, right now, Brian, I'm in L.A. right now.
Okay.
Talking about all this greatness out here.
So, all y'all spread it out?
Yeah, we spread it out right now. Okay, then. That's what I'm talking about. We're back home, making big moves, working hard, vibe out here with me, still in mic back home. You know what I'm saying? We all out here, you know, just grinding, trying to make this day 26 thing huge, larger than life.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, look, I'm not going to hold y'all. I see y'all out, you know, you in L.A., he where he at, and y'all doing a lot. I'm not going to hold y'all long, but I just want to know, like, what happened to y'all? Y'all were so hot at one point. Y'all were hot, and I was loving it. Y'all had me going, shoot. And then, you know, y'all all broke up.
I mean, were hot? I still think y'all are.
I'm just saying, you know, everybody was talking about day 26 now. Then I'm like, shoot, we back. They back.
Oh.
I'm just being honest. Real talk means real people. I still think y'all the hottest. I mean, we have no male groups right now. Don't come at me. I'm just saying. Everybody used to be talking about day 26.
That's all good.
How do y'all feel about being back together?
That's a great feeling, man. You know, we've always been brothers, so it wasn't hard to make it happen. I mean, we just took a little time off, man. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, man, like, we had a lot of stuff we had to do back at the crib. Like, man, I got a family back at the crib. I got a chance to, you know, deal with my kids and be at all the football games and gymnastics events and all other things like that, man. So that's time you can't get back. But, I mean, the time was now. The time was now for us to come back, and the fans were asking us to come back. So, you know, we just made it happen. The EP is out right now.
Hey, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Back by popular demand. How have y'all grown since y'all last album?
This is Brian speaking. As far as the growth is concerned, man, like, we've grown in so many different ways. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, what a lot of people don't know is this EP, we actually did ourselves.
Really?
Yeah, from writing to producing to, and of course we had, you know, the help of, like, great friends and people that actually believe in Day 26, you know, to come along and you know, and pitch in, you know, and their parts. But, like, for the most part, it's all Day 26. It's all Day 26. I mean, like I said, from writing to producing to everything, you know? So, that's the thing, you know, that we've grown into. Like, I honestly feel like this project is super special to us because, like, this really brought us in a whole lot closer to what we were before. You know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, like, you know, we had love for each other, and, you know, I love these guys like my brother, but, like, I have a whole new outlook and a whole new perspective on my group members because, like, you know, we had to bring in our talents, you know, from engineering to everything. So, like, this group, to me, and you know what? You can quote me on this. There has never been a group like Day 26, and there will never, ever be a group like Day 26. You can quote me on it. I don't care. This is the greatest group to ever walk the face of.
Wow, y'all did everything as a group?
And get this. We recorded majority of this EP not even seeing each other.
What?
We didn't even see each other, like, for most of it.
Now, that's real talk. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yes, yes. Via email and phone tools, I really always say, like, yo, we made it happen. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how hungry we are for it, and that's how bad we want it, and that's how bad that we want to get this project out to the fans.
That's what I'm talking about. Hard work and dedication.
True statement.
Yes, ma'am.
True statement.
Day 26 is hungry. Now let's talk about this new single. Bullshit.
Yeah,
hey, you can't be cussing like that, girl.
You better not tell nobody but God. Tell me about this record. Talk to me.
Now, Bullshit was thought of, man, just because, you know, it was a record. It was wrote actually by Rob.
Okay.
And he sent it to me. And it was like, you know, the concept behind the record is just pretty much, man, you know, especially with us being on the road, things like that. But this even happens in normal life, period. When you just be out having a good time or just, you know, not even nowhere, but your lifestyle just calls you to be different places at different times. And your girl just started tripping, and even though you're not even on nothing, I mean, she's accusing you of being on stuff. Like, man, I could be on this, but I'm not on it. You know what I mean?
This time you're not.
Man, you're on that bullshit.
I know how the ladies be, I know. So is it safe to say it was like a personal experience that inspired this?
Yes, that's
well, you know, I,
this
I
whole entire EP
should be full, so yeah, if you think so.
I don't know what's going on in the background. I hear sirens and everything.
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm in these L.A. streets right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay, because I really want y'all to go ahead and introduce y'all new single. I don't have to do the introductions. I'm going to let y'all do it. Tell them about Bullshit. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy's Day 26. We back. That's right, man. Right here, right now. New joint, Bullshit. Let's get
And like I said, I love this song. I'm definitely feeling it. Like, I really feel like y'all came hard with it. And that was one of my questions. Like, did you all write your own music? And obviously, you all have. Can we please talk about the fact that y'all just not only releasing an EP, but y'all are releasing a book with it also?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the concept behind that was I was at the crib, and I was really going through the group trusting me to build the track list. And so I was building the track list. And then as I was putting it together, I thought of, you know, it started to play out as a story to me. And as it was playing out a story, I started typing my phone.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, I'm finna build this for a book. I mean, I'm finna build it for something. And then I send it to the guys, and they're like, yo, that's genius, man. So we did it, and we kind of made it the way that the book is set up. It kind of makes the EP more like a soundtrack once you get into the book. So it kind of brings you into the music, and it ties everything in. It's fun. You know, just some extra stuff to do with the music.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a really good look. I actually read it, and it helped me follow along to actually help me understand Bullshit a little bit more after reading the first chapter of the introduction.
Okay, so
I think that was a pretty, pretty clever idea.
Thank you, because that was definitely the purpose.
Oh, yeah. That was very creative. Now, the album dropped 2 days ago, and I just want to know, how do y'all feel right now? What are y'all thoughts on the feedback that your fans are giving y'all?
Yeah, the fans are loving it from top to bottom, and then the best thing about it, anytime you have some music, you know, you ask the fans, yo, what's your favorite song? Or what's your favorite, you know, top three songs, stuff like that. And for this EP, man, it's been so different. Like, we've been finding, like, if we wanted to say, yo, what was in first place or second, we wouldn't really know because it's all over the place. People have different favorites, and they really into those records. So it's like, yo, that means we put it together a great body of work, because everything is not supposed to touch every same person. You're supposed to put things on albums to touch different people. And the way it's looking from the public, man, it looked like we did it exactly what we're supposed to do. Thank you. We appreciate that for sure.
What has been the difference from working with, you know, Diddy and Bad Boy in comparison to now working with BMG Records?
Well, the thing is now, you mean, and on this EP, BMG has nothing to do with this EP. This EP is completely Day 26.
Okay.
So the way the difference in all this stuff is, we learned a lot. We learned a whole lot from Diddy. You know, he's a pioneer of everything, and I think a lot of people in this world look up to him and try to mimic him and do things that he's done. So we're no different. We got a chance to work with him on two albums where we learned a whole lot. So just saying, with saying that, I say, now we had the opportunity to go out and show ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like you go to school all these years and you get a chance to do it by yourself. And this was our test to do it. I mean, after doing it ourselves, this was our test. So we put it out and I feel like we passed.
Yeah, I think y'all passed too. The album goes dumb. Now tell us, where can we go download this? Like, is the album in stores? Can we download it for free? Like, where can it be purchased?
No, actually, it's a free giveaway. So that means it's not a store. So just go online. You can actually look anywhere because it's all over the net right now. You mean, but you know, we're pushing that at laughmixtape.com. You can go in your Google search and you can put Day 26 The Return, and I'm guaranteed it's gonna pop up. Everybody's talking about it, man. All the blogs are liking it. All the, you know, people give reviews. The reviews have been giving it 10 out of 10. You know, so right now, you mean, if you don't have it, you go get it. And if you don't have it, you're missing out on some really, really good music. Don't be the last to find out.
Okay. And then, too, I got one more question. What is life like for Day 27? Because I see you all are, like, spread it out, and y'all brotherhood, it still sounds real. But what is life like when y'all not working in a studio?
Well, when we're not in the studio, man, when we're together, it's just constant laughter. That's why the cameras need to be around 24 hours a day, because they miss so much stuff, man. We enjoy our time so much because we just a bunch of jokesters. So it's like, you know, and you can't have soft skin around us. It got to be tough, because we come hard when it comes to the jokes, and we go for the gut busters and the jugglers, the whole nine yards. So it's just a bunch of fun with us. You mean, being in the studio with Day 26, it'll probably be the best time you ever had. Just how much laughter you get in that studio, and how much joy we have when we enter in the studio. So it's always the vibe, man. You know, it's no drama, no nothing. It's just all good times. It's full of laughter.
So it's a real brotherhood.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
Okay, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. Maybe y'all should consider reality TV again or something. You know, let us see the behind the scenes.
We in talks of it. So you know, most definitely can work.
Okay, well keep me posted. Tell everybody where they can go follow you guys at. You know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Go ahead and shout it out.
Okay, on Twitter we're at Day 26 on Twitter. And then Day 26 Official on Twitter. We have two pages on there. On Instagram, we're Official Day 26. On SoundCloud, we're Day 26 Music. And on Facebook, we're Day 26.
Okay.
And all the individuals, you can get just by following the main. And then it gives shout-outs to each and every one of us. And you'll be able to find our page and go from there.
Okay, okay. Then. Day 26 Music on SoundCloud, Facebook, Day 26 at Day 26 on Twitter, and Official Day 26 on Instagram. Y'all know where to go. Go check it out. If y'all have not downloaded it, y'all are definitely missing the return of Day 26. Thank you guys so much for chopping it up with me. It's been a pleasure. Will, you're working hard. Brian, look, I love y'all music. I want to hear more from you, so make sure you keep it coming. Make sure y'all keep me up to date on any reality TV episodes y'all might be appearing in or working on. You know, I want the inside scoop.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Will, for the interview. I appreciate it. And keep me updated and posted on new things y'all got going on.
Will do, and you'll have everything. Trust that. Will do, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Y'all have a good night now. You be safe.
All right, sweetie, you do the same.
Real this one for hip hop and R&B in the home of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Miss Ebony J just wrapped it up talking to Day 26. I want to know what you think of the album. Yes, the EP, The Return. Right now, check it out below along with the book. Make sure you read it, and you better make sure you go check them out on Day 26 online along with following them on all their social media. Real talk, people. See you next week, same time, same place. And you never know who might just be coming through. The only show where real talk meets real people. The Ebony J Show. You already know what it is. 101.1 The Wiz.